KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, we have clear skies and 56 degrees here in Atlantic, and we look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high around 86. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Well, as of Thursday, Pottawatomie County had reported 40 new COVID-19 cases. Two of the individuals are from Carter Lake, one is from Avoca, one Neola, and 36 are from Council Bluffs. Three of the persons are age 17 or under, 25 ages 18 to 40, 9 are ages 41 to 60, 2 are 61 to 80, and one person was 81 years of age or older. Pott County Public Health, or PCPH, reports a total of 492 COVID-19 cases. As of Thursday, 258 persons of those had recovered, 198 were self-isolating, and 7 were hospitalized. Current contact tracing data show 146 cases are the result of community spread. Health officials warn residents of Pott County that COVID-19 is still spreading in our communities and taking proper precautions remain vital. We want to draw attention to the fact that more than 40% of the people diagnosed with COVID-19 in Pottawatomie County, they said, are in the 18 to 40 age group. Please wear your masks when you're out in public, they said, and stay home as much as you can, especially if you are ill, and wash your hands often. Matt Wyant with PCPH says most healthy individuals are in the 18 to 40 range do recover from COVID-19. Nevertheless, COVID-19, he said, is highly contagious, and while a healthy young adult might only experience mild symptoms, they still shed the virus. And with businesses reopening at full capacity and large gatherings beginning to occur, now is not the time to let your guard down. The demographics for Pott County reports 250 male positive cases, 242 female cases, 38 persons age 0 to 17. 206 adults 18 to 40 years of age have contracted the virus, 158 adults 41 to 60, 77 age 61 to 80, and those 81 years of age or older amount to 13. Officials of the Pottawatomie County Fair Board on Thursday said it is with heavy hearts and much discussion that the Fair Board made a decision to postpone all non-4-H and FFA contests and events for the 2020 Pottawatomie County Fair in Avoca. They said there will be no ATV or snowmobile races, mud races, tractor pull, or open class events at this year's Pottawatomie County Fair. Officials said also this was a tough decision to make, but the health and welfare of our community comes first. Our youth will be able to exhibit the work they've done on their projects with a different format. We'll be live streaming the livestock shows and posting pictures and results of all the youth contests on their website and Facebook page. And the Pott County Fair Board thanks you for your support and understanding and hope you get back to the type of fair that we all love in 2021. On Wednesday, Governor Kim Reynolds signed a new proclamation continuing the public health disaster emergency. The proclamation goes into effect at 8 o'clock today and eases restrictions on businesses and extends other public measures until June 25th. However, it is still encouraging all vulnerable Iowans to continue to limit their activities outside the home. Establishments that were previously ordered to be closed statewide may reopen or remain open as of 8 a.m. today, but only to the extent that the facility takes reasonable measures under the circumstances to ensure social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public measures to reduce the risk of transmission of COVID-19, consistent with the guidance issued by the Iowa Department of Public Health. As for social distancing, the gathering organizer must ensure at least 6 feet of physical distance between each group or individual attending alone. Practices, games, and competition for baseball, softball, and individual sports such as running, biking, swimming, tennis, and golf are not prohibited beginning at 8 a.m. today, even when the athletes may have some contact within 6 feet, provided that the organizer of such events and activities implements reasonable measures under the circumstances of each gathering to ensure reasonable social distancing, increased hygiene practices, and other public measures, health measures. A summary of the proclamation is available for viewing in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com, along with a link to the full order. Montgomery County Auditor Stephanie Burke reports that their third post-election audit conducted June 10th was a perfect match to the results recorded on election night. The post-election audit, which is required under state law, is designed to monitor and protect election processes. The audit is in a randomly chosen precinct in each county. County auditors supervise a hand count of the voters in a given race on the ballots from that precinct and compare results to the voting machine's count on election night. And by random selection, Precinct 5 in Montgomery County was audited. The polling place for Precinct 5 is the Grant Fire Station. Due to the pandemic and combining of the precincts, voters for that precinct voted at the Stanton Fire Station on June 2nd. Burke said Thursday, "We have high confidence in the security measures we take for elections, but the post-election audit is a good way to prove that the confidence is well-founded." Cass County Treasurer Tracy J. Marshall reminds property owners the penalty owing on the March 2020 property tax installment is currently waived by the governor's disaster proclamation through June 25th. But to avoid penalty on the installments, your payment must be received in the treasurer's office or postmarked by June 25th. A drop box is available outside the courthouse door, or online payments can be accepted at www.iowatreasurers.org. And overall unemployment claims were down last week in Iowa despite the increase in first-time claims. The first-time claims were up after dropping nearly 50% the previous week. Iowa Workforce Development Deputy Director Ryan West isn't sure why that there was such a swing.
Hard telling. I think as we start to decline out of this, you're going to have a little bit of fluctuation up and down like that. And then ultimately, we'll start to continue down a downward slope, ideally. And those numbers will lessen each week.
West says they need some more weeks of data to nail down a trend. The loosening of COVID-19 restrictions has let more businesses open back up. And West says that's reflected in the drop in ongoing unemployment claims.
I think so, and that's a good sign. You know, as the weather gets warmer, it's continued to be warm, and as things are lifted, you know, there's more stuff that'll be lifted. It's a great sign that people can start finally getting back into some of those jobs if they haven't already, and I agree. I think we really need to get through June and July, personal opinion, to kind of see where we are with things.
West says one thing is certain, and that is that there are plenty of jobs for those who want to get back to work.
We have jobs everywhere, employment available, and I really think we'll see people are going to find opportunities that they may not have looked for in the past.
West says you can go to iowaworkforce.gov to find out more about the jobs available. In our funeral announcements, Marilyn Inken, age 82, of Atlantic, died Monday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Marilyn Inken will be today at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Dean Fike, age 85, of Fontenelle, died Sunday in Creston. Public graveside services for Dean Fike will be today at 11 o'clock in the Greenfield Cemetery in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. Robert Hoffman, age 78, of Cedar Falls and formerly of Audubon, died June 6th. A memorial service for Robert Hoffman will be today at 1:30 at the Dahl, Van Hove, and Shue Funeral Home in Cedar Falls. Marvel Chapman, age 74, of Des Moines, died May 31st. Public graveside services for Marvel Chapman will be today at 2 o'clock in the Pleasant Grove Cemetery of rural Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. Mabel Buboltz, age 97, of Walnut, died March 15th. A graveside memorial service for Mabel Buboltz will be held Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Layton Township Cemetery at Walnut. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has arrangements. Charlotte Mary Bierbaum, age 65, of Griswold, died Monday at her home. Funeral services for Charlotte Bierbaum will be this coming Monday at 10:30 at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Forrest Woody Grugan, age 74, of Brayton, died June 1st at his home in rural Brayton. A celebration of life memorial graveside service for Woody Grugan will be held Monday at 11 o'clock at the Iowa Veterans Cemetery in Adel. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Rosemary Davidson, age 81, who's formerly of Atlantic, died Saturday in Indiana. Funeral services for Rosemary Davidson will be Tuesday at 10:30 at the First Lutheran Church south of Wyota. Hockenberry Family Care of Atlantic has arrangements. Robert Bob Scheel, age 80, of Harlan, died Thursday at his home. Funeral services for Bob Scheel will be next Tuesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. And Dale Killian, age 97, of Orient, died Thursday at the Greater Regional Health Center in Creston. Funeral services for Dale Killian are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. The news was brought to you by Jeff Morenz of Stiefel Investments. Give him a call at 712-243-5500. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.